episode 347. Love you.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I am so thrilled you're here. Come in. The door is wide open. Come in. Take your shoes off. Get comfortable. Oh, are you just kind of going wild right now? Is your life topsy-turvy? Is it going too fast and you are like running behind it to catch up with it? And you're like, wait a minute, there goes my life. Wait, hold on, let me get on the train. Yes, I can feel your pain. It is, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the season, yes, with the holidays around and the new year approaching. I mean, we're here on day 52 of the 60-day push. Can you believe it? We're 8 days away. And then that means it's just around the corner till the bells go off and it's 2016. Boom, boom, boom. And then you go, oh man, you had to tell me that one, didn't you? Well, you know what? It's okay. We'll talk about that later here in a few days. But for now, I want to talk about you. I want to give you some just kind of just, I don't know what you would want to call it. Maybe it's a glimmer of hope. Maybe it's a sparkle and a sprinkle of sugar, if you like sugar. And I want you to know that you need to love you. Mm-hmm. I tell you all the time that I love you. I love you so very much. I say it every single episode. Even the bonus ones, even the, I mean, I do. I say it all the time. And I mean it. I actually mean it. The thing is that we try to do our life. We're chasing after our life that we see in front of us. We want to get on our life train. But the problem is we're not catching it. And part of the reason why is because you're the hang-up. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you that, but you are. When you look in that mirror, you don't love you. And that is so important. You know, we can sit here and we've been working on the 60-day push, trying to bring what? Massive momentum into 2016 to give us that, get our engines going. So we're not waiting just for the clock to strike 12 and say, yes, we did it. Now it's the new year. Now I can begin to make a difference in my life. You started already. That's why the 60-day push is here. That's why we've been focusing on it. But the thing is, we can sit here and focus on all that stuff, the stuff I have you write down, the stuff I have you put on post-its, the stuff and the assignments, the fun work, I call it. But none of that matters. None of it matters. Yes, I'm saying that none of it matters if you don't love you first. You got to love you. You see, I love you. But you see, I can only carry that torch, that belief torch, for so long. At some point, you have to say, I love me too. You got to love you back. That's not always easy to do. And when you're going through the struggles of this world, I mean, not just the daily livings of like paying the bill and trying to get dinner on the table in time and going to all the activities for the children and, you know, supporting your husband and building your business and I mean, on and on and on and on and on. We could be here forever. But what happens is that you get lost in chasing life instead of being a part of life. You've left you out. Love you. We tease my son a lot because this is my oldest son. Remember, we have five. And so our oldest is a girl, and then our second oldest is a boy. So this is our oldest boy, but he's our number two in the group. And it's so sweet. He has such a tender heart. He does. I'm proud of all of my children. Every single one of them is special. And you know that. As a parent, as a mom, I mean, you know, there are no favoritisms, right? There are no favoritisms. And I don't have one either. But we tease him because at one point, and I don't even know when they could probably tell me, all of his siblings could tell me, that he began to say, love you, And that was it. He would sign his cards. We would do birthday gifts or Christmas gifts, and he would just sign, love you. And that was it. And I thought, how important. Because you have to love you. Love you. And I thought, that's a very profound message in two little words. Love you. Not I love you. I mean, he does love us. That's not the point here, because I know he does. But the whole idea, when I began to break it down, I started thinking about it. I'm like, wow, those two simplistic words, a four-letter and a three-letter word, a total of what? The beautiful seven letters could be so profound. Love you. But what happens is what? Yeah, you don't. You look in that mirror and you say, gosh, these pants just don't fit right. They make me look fat. Oh, man, my eyes, they look so drawn and sunken. And, oh, those dark circles are setting in. And, oh, I've never seen that spare tire so big before. Some of you all call it love handles. Others call it spare tire. Regardless of what you call it, it's not love. Then you begin to look at your paycheck. And you say, gosh, I thought I was worth so much more, and I haven't gotten a pay raise in 2 years. What's going on? I keep working, and my hours get longer, and I'm not seeing my family as much. And for what? Love you. I keep volunteering, and I don't know. Maybe they're taking me for granted, but it's like I'm always there, and nobody even says thank you anymore. Love you. It's real easy to get lost by chasing your life. The thing is, you've got to be a part of it. And the best way to be a part of it, the number one way to be a part of it, is to love you. A lot of our actions are done by expectations. Let me say that again. A lot of our actions are done by expectations. And to go further with that, they're not just actions, but they're reactions to expectations. And those expectations may not even be ones that are verbalized. They're not even said. They're not spoken. So what can you do to love you? You are so important in this world. God would not have made you mediocre. No, he didn't. There's only one of you. Now, always there's talk. Oh, you've got a twin, or you look like somebody. Oh, I know, I've seen you before. Well, yeah, the world goes around, and some people tend to look a little more familiar than others. But I'm here to tell you that God said there's only one of you. You are unique. You have your own fingerprint, your own amount of hair on your head, and he knows all of it. That's pretty remarkable. You are remarkable. Yet, you don't want to believe it. During the 60-day push and your life's journey, I don't want you to be chasing your life. I want you to be involved in your life. I want you to be taking action in your life, taking aim in your life. Action ignites motivation. I want you to be a part of the process, because when you're a part of the process, you're on life's train, you're moving with it, then what do you have? Interaction. And we're not just talking about interaction as in, you know, I'm a part of it, but it's also inward action. You got the heart, mind, the spirit, the body. It all begins to work together. Love you. So when you're beginning to have those yucky down days and the oh, woe's me, and I just wish I could climb back into bed, and why can't I have the excuse of having a really yucky snowy day where we have 2 feet of snow and everything's canceled, the world shuts down? Maybe you need to start with you first. Love you. Then maybe that world doesn't have to shut down. Because why? You've chosen to be a part and interact with your life, to be inward acting, to be saying, I'm a part of this. I have choices. I can make this world a better place. I can really respond to my children differently than maybe what I have been. I can respond to how I approach food differently. I can respond to my blog, that business that I want so badly. I can stop making excuses. I can love me, love you. You are precious. There's only one of you. And for that, love you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.